Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. They told me I was going to get an interview with Jim Carrey, but instead I got Tim Carrey. Tim Carrey, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
Grand. Sorry to disappoint you.
That's okay. You are with Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission on Comisiún Toghchán. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. I've heard so many pronunciations of that. Oscuelga. Can you tell me the correct
you
one?
You're right. You were perfect there. Perfect.
Look at that. So you are head of electoral operations and we're all very, very aware that the polling is happening tomorrow, voting happening. And the reason why I'm so aware is because the schools are closed. My first question, why don't they do this on a bloomin' Saturday so that we have childcare sorted?
You will have to ask the government for that.
I will.
On that question.
And Simon Harris was in the other day. I should have asked him.
But it can be frustrating, all right.
Yeah. So I guess what we're going to talk about today is all the various questions that you get in all the time in the run-up. First off, I haven't received my polling card, but I know from the register that I am actually registered to vote. So in that case, what do I do, Tim, when it comes to the voting tomorrow?
Okay, you do not need your polling information card to vote, okay? It is really an information card. It's telling you that there's an election coming up and that your polling station is this school and what time the polling station is open at. So if you haven't received your polling information card, you can go on to either checktheregister.ie or voter.ie, depends on what part of the country you're in, but both will get you to the right place. And you can put in your details and it will tell you where your polling station is. So then you just show up to your polling station, but bring identification. So your polling card isn't your identification. You need to bring identification. Now, you know, it's the standard stuff, driver's license, passports, employee card with a picture, student card with a picture. If you go into the Electoral Commission website, electoralcommission.ie, there's the list of identification that you can use. They're pretty generous with it. You may not be asked for your identification, but if you are asked, you must show it or you won't be able to vote.
Okay.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Second thing is when you get your ballot paper. So I'll just talk you through that little bit of a process. You get your ballot paper. The first thing to do is make sure the polling staff have stamped the ballot paper. Now, it's not an ink stamp. It's kind of a perforation. It's a punch through the ballot paper. Mm. If they haven't done that, remind them to do it, because if they haven't done it, no matter what you do, your vote won't count. That will automatically be declared an invalid vote. So a very small percentage of ones are forgotten about or overlooked or whatever. Just make sure it's not yours.
Why is that, Tim? Why does that happen?
So, well, I mean, they could be busy. They could just forget. They could
no,
think
but
that
in
they
terms
done
of
it.
Why does it not count as a vote unless it's
because
punched?
They're only punched in a polling station when a ballot is given out. So if it is one that doesn't have
a stamp,
it could be just put in at another stage, or someone could bring in five of those if they happen to,
so there's a very small chance
of that ever happening, but if they happen to get a bunch of ballots and then they could put them in. So therefore it's a security mechanism. It's important to make sure that it's stamped. And then we've an awful lot of new people, which is great, who will be voting for the first time tomorrow. So, you know, it can be a little bit daunting, to be honest, to go into a polling station and then suddenly you're presented with a ballot paper and you suddenly go, Janie Mac, who did I decide to vote for and in what order? Because you can vote for as many or as few candidates as you want. But the most important thing that you need to do is your first candidate, the one that you most support, you start with the number one. Don't give a tick or an X or anything like that. Start with the number one and then work your way down and around the ballot paper for as many or as few as you want. And if you go down, say you have 12 candidates, if you go down to your 12th vote and give someone your number 12th vote, that could actually get them elected. So just be aware, you know,
that's
every vote that you put on the ballot.
Isn't it when they're doing the count? It really is exciting when it can be so close with the candidates. And I'm sure their nerves are completely gone when it gets to that stage. How not to spoil the vote, though, Tim? Because I'm sure this happens quite a lot. People don't realise that what they're doing will actually mean that the vote won't be counted.
Well, one of the most important things is to use that number one, you know, and work your way down. Don't start with an X. Don't start with a tick. You know, oh, that's my favourite one. Tick for them. You need to put in a number one preference. There needs to be a clear preference. So once you do that and then work your way down, that'll be okay. Don't write on the ballot paper. Don't write up the Dubs or up Kerry or anything about any of the candidates or anything else that you want to give out about. Yeah. The only person that's going to see our ballot are pretty much the two people who count the ballots at your table when the ballot boxes are opened up. So really, don't do it, because if you do write on it, the chances are your vote will be declared invalid. Okay. That's just what they do. They don't. If there's something written on it that they think can identify the voter with the type of handwriting or what they say or anything like that, they will declare it invalid. Now, look, we're all constitutionally entitled to intentionally spoil our votes. So if you want to go and register that, you can absolutely do that. But our experience of looking at the counts is that 99% of people clearly don't intend to have their vote spoiled. They actually want to get their vote counted, but they're not doing it correctly.
Who could be bothered making the effort to go down to the polling station and to spoil, I'm going to deliberately spoil my vote? Would you be bothered?
Well,
get a hobby.
Well,
like,
people are entitled to do that. And then some people, and this is quite a common one, say they like one particular political party, and they'll put a tick beside each of those candidates, and that vote won't count because there isn't a clear number one and you haven't expressed a preference. So putting the tick beside three candidates or two candidates from the same political party will mean your vote is declared invalid, because they can't figure out who you wanted to vote for or who your first preference was. So those are the basic ones. Don't do any of that. And once you do that, your vote will count and you put it in the box and it'll go to the count centre and be counted like everyone else's.
Now, there are some people going down to vote, Tim, that won't even be aware who are the candidates in their constituency. They might say, I'm voting for X, Y, and Z. And then it turns out that person is not even in their area. And they get a surprise when they arrive at the polling station. So you really need to make yourself familiar. And my God, my doorbell has not stopped ringing every evening with all the people canvassing. So
great.
But there are couple though that I haven't come across. You do need to familiarise yourself.
You do. Actually, our website is kind of handy for that. On our website is what constituency am I in map. So you put in your error code, it'll show you the constituency, but it will also give you a link to the returning officer page that has the candidates in that area in your constituency. It's pretty much the only place you're going to get that fairly handily. RTE website, I think, also have it, or the Irish Times. But put in your error code into our website, into the map, you'll get your constituency, you'll get your candidates, and you can start making your choice. And even you can even just make a note on a piece of paper of who you want to vote for and the order you want to vote for them. Because you get in there, I've done it myself, you get in and kind of, Janie Mac, I thought about this. Was I giving your man my third vote or my fifth vote or my ninth vote? And so, you know, just make it easier for yourself. Make a note and go in. Yeah. And, you know, just a bit of planning, you know, especially if it's your first time to vote. There's not a lot going on. But I mean, it is it's an unusual scenario that you walk into and you're suddenly asked all these things and you have to go into a booth and all that. So, you know, just a bit of planning doesn't go amiss.
What's that website again, Tim, that people can check that out on?
electoralcommission.ie.
Okay, perfect.
And then one, just a question that we're asked quite frequently is, can I vote in a polling station other than the polling station that I'm told I can vote at? And the answer is no. You can only vote at your designated polling station. So if you happen to be in another area on Friday, you can't just rock up to a polling station and expect to vote. So just be aware of that.
Yeah. Another question I do need to ask you, Tim, in the era we're living in, the era of social media, people need to be putting their phones away. No selfies in the polling station.
Correct. Yeah, and that is important. You are not allowed to take a photograph within the polling station, not allowed to take a photograph of your ballot paper. Take a photograph, you know, I think if you want to celebrate the fact that you vote, or, you know, mark the fact that you voted, the selfie outside the polling station is absolutely fine, but nothing inside the polling station, and you will be challenged if you attempt to take a photograph.
And final question, I hope this is my final question. I think we've covered a lot there. The opening and closing times for the polling stations, it's quite a decent amount of time that people can get in throughout the day.
Yep, from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. So really, it's pretty generous. So yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, you will be able to vote. They'll be delighted to see you. And as I say, you know, voting is the one time when we are all equal in society, regardless. My vote is the same as your vote. Your vote is the same as the president's vote. We all have the same vote, and it's really important to get out and use it.
No point giving out about everything and then you don't vote. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, Tim Carey there, not Jim Carey, head of electoral operations from Uncommon Powercon. Thanks so much for giving us all the info that we need ahead of tomorrow's voting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.